AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time since he got out of the re-election campaign, President Biden was on stage with Vice President Kamala Harris outside Washington.
I have an incredible partner. The progress we've made, she's going to make one hell of a president.
They were announcing price cuts for popular Medicare drugs.
Kamala and I both get it. We know it isn't just about health care. It's about your dignity. No, it's about your dignity. It's about peace of mind. It's about security. It's about taking care of your family.
Federal officials have reached deals with drug companies to lower the price for 10 of Medicare's most popular and costliest drugs. Tim Walz and J.D. Vance have agreed to debate each other on October 1st, setting up a matchup of potential vice presidents. Vance was asked why he wants to debate.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but as the person who's asking the American people for the awesome honor and responsibility of being their vice president, I think I would have to go before the American people and make the case for why I deserve to have that job.
Matthew Perry's assistant as well as two doctors are facing charges in Los Angeles in connection with the death last year of the star of TV's Friends. Perry died from a ketamine overdose. It's a powerful anesthetic that is sometimes used to treat chronic pain and depression. Prosecutor Martine Estrada said one of the doctors charged was trying to get money from Perry to get a supply of ketamine.
He wrote in a text message in September 2023, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay."
Perry's autopsy found the amount of ketamine in his blood was in a range used for general anesthesia during surgery. Hurricane Ernesto barreled toward Bermuda after leaving hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico without power or water. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. Ernesto is expected to pass over or near the island Saturday. International mediators held a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war. This is AP News. The territory's health ministry says more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since October.
The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Japan's government ended a week-long information campaign urging caution and preparedness for a possible mega-quake, an earthquake of magnitude 8 or higher striking the Pacific coast. The announcement came after no abnormal seismic activity was detected during the past week. Officials are still urging people not to let their guards down. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.